what happened on the latest album, that's a fact, Jack, is in 2020, we spoke earlier that, you know, all the dates and things we had, we only played 8 or 10 shows in 2020. They mm-hmm. were either moved or canceled, and because of the V monster, I call it, COVID.
There you go. I like it.
And so we a lot of these dates fell into January and February of this past year, and all of a sudden they started moving again, which one of them was McMinnville that yep. we're going to play on the 28th of January. And so we said, we got to do something as a band. We can't just sit here and rust over. So we decided we'd just go in the studio cold and do an album. And we took a couple of weeks separate. We were apart from each other, but we all started putting ideas together and that sort of thing. And went in the studio, and it took us a little longer than usual. We kind of pride ourselves at recording the tracks in 3 days for an album that makes it feel live and energetic, but not just beating it to death, yes. you know. And it took us about 5 or 6 days to get all the tracks down, because we actually would sit and arrange and write these songs in the studio and then record them immediately so they would be fresh. And another take on this album that, you know, people are raving about it, and I'm so proud of that. But I think a lot of what they're hearing, besides the songwriting, is the energy that we put into it. And this time we did something differently. We didn't just say, okay, we're going to do a blues album, or we're going to do a country rock, southern rock album. We're just going to do whatever comes to mind. And also, everybody's going to sing on it. Kind of like when the Beatles put an album out, and of course John and Paul McCartney would do most of the singing, but mm-hmm. Ringo and George would sing too, and it made it refreshing to hear someone else sing on the album. So we did that, and Greg sang. We did our first single ever was in 1973 as Itchy Brother, our first band, and Greg wanted to revisit that. He had written the lyrics about my grandmother, Effie Young, our grandmother, Fred and I, and so we recorded that, and then Doug and I split the rest of the vocal duties up on the album, and I think it just, everybody could tell we were so happy just to be doing anything because of being, you know, stranded for over a year, and just, you know, there was nobody in the studio much, but just us and our engineer, David, and you know, family would come by at night and hang out and listen to what we'd done, that sort of thing, and friends. So it was really a great, just a very, very happy recording session. And you can feel the spirit in the record itself. So if folks hadn't heard That's a Fact, Jack, please try to download a version, or if you're lucky enough to find a hard copy,
yeah.
or come to the show, we'll have them there.